What if the difference between the life you're living and the life you dream about comes down to a single hour? Not money, connections, or luck, just 60 minutes before the world wakes up. This isn't theoretical. Since 2012, millions across 70-plus countries have quietly revolutionized their lives through a deceptively simple morning routine. CEOs credit it for their clarity. Parents say it saved their sanity. People drowning in debt used it to rebuild their fortunes. The method requires no equipment, costs nothing, and works whether you have an hour or just 6 minutes. Born from one man's desperate attempt to escape depression and financial ruin, this practice has become a global movement, not because it's complicated, but because it works. The question isn't whether it can transform your life. The question is, are you ready to set your alarm an hour earlier? At 20, Hal Elrod died for 6 minutes after a drunk driver hit him head-on. Doctors said he'd never walk again. He walked, then became a record-breaking salesperson, speaker, and author. But his second rock bottom proved harder to overcome. In 2008, the recession slashed his income in half overnight. Suddenly, $425,000 in debt, Hal experienced crushing depression. The turning point came during a desperate morning run when he heard Jim Rohn say, "Your level of success will rarely exceed your level of personal development." He realized he hadn't been developing himself into the person capable of sustaining success. Early mornings were his only consistent opportunity. Despite never being a morning person, he committed to waking an hour earlier, practicing six disciplines he'd never consistently implemented: meditation, affirmations, visualization, exercise, reading, and journaling, 10 minutes each. At 5:05 a.m. the next morning, Hal experienced one of the most peaceful, energizing hours of his life. His stress evaporated. Depression became a distant memory. Within 2 months, his income surpassed pre-recession levels. When he shared the routine with clients, they experienced similarly dramatic transformations. After 40 years of work, only 5% achieve financial security. The rest are broke, dependent, or still working out of necessity. This isn't about intelligence. It's about invisible forces trapping us in mediocrity. First is rearview mirror syndrome. We generate 50,000, 60,000 daily thoughts, with 95% identical to yesterday's. We filter choices through past limitations, unconsciously believing history determines destiny. But your past doesn't equal your future, unless you let it. Second, most lack compelling purpose beyond survival. Without purpose, we take the path of least resistance. Third, we view choices as isolated incidents rather than identity shapers. As T. Harv Eker said, "How you do anything is how you do everything." Fourth, we avoid accountability, yet successful people embrace it as leverage to act when motivation fails. Fifth, we become the average of our five closest companions. Sixth, most never invest daily time becoming level 10 people capable of extraordinary success. Finally, the biggest cause is lack of urgency. We default to someday thinking, leading to procrastination. What you do today determines who you're becoming. Decide mediocrity is unacceptable and claim your greatness. Most people hit snooze, literally resisting their life. Remember vacation days, your wedding, or Christmas morning? You sprang up regardless of sleep. The miracle morning recreates that daily excitement, waking with purpose to become who you need to be. A limiting belief holds us back, needing a specific amount of sleep to function well. How we feel upon waking isn't solely determined by hours slept, but significantly impacted by our beliefs about how we'll feel. This creates a self-fulfilling prophecy. Believe you'll be tired, and you will be. Expect to feel energized, and you often do. Hal's five-step snooze-proof wake-up strategy increases your wake-up motivation level from a sleepy 1-2 to an energized 5-6. Set intentions before bed. Place your alarm across the room to force movement. Brush your teeth. Drink a full glass of water to combat dehydration-induced fatigue. Get dressed in workout clothes. The key is having a predetermined strategy that gradually increases your motivation, transforming your relationship with mornings from resistance to enthusiasm. The Life SAVRs form the core of the Miracle Morning, six practices developing your physical, intellectual, emotional, and spiritual aspects simultaneously. Silence reduces stress and increases self-awareness through meditation, prayer, or deep breathing. Studies show meditation improves metabolism, blood pressure, and focus. Sit comfortably, breathe deeply with 3-second inhales, holds, and exhales, gently returning focus to your breath when thoughts arise. Affirmations reprogram your subconscious when designed properly. Effective affirmations articulate what you want, define your compelling why, identify who you must become, and specify actions you'll take. Repeated daily aloud, they transform thinking and overcome limiting beliefs. Visualization is used by Bill Gates, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Oprah, who credit this practice for their success. After reading affirmations, visualize living in alignment with them, seeing yourself being that person with all senses engaged. Exercise, even just minutes, boosts energy, enhances health, improves confidence, and enables better thinking. Morning exercise happens before daily excuses interfere. Reading provides the fast track to transformation. Reading 10 pages daily equals 18 books annually. Mark important passages and reread valuable books. Scribing, journaling, for 5 to 10 minutes provides clarity, captures ideas, reviews lessons, and acknowledges progress. A typical 60-minute Miracle Morning allocates silence, 5 minutes, affirmations, 5 minutes, visualization, 5 minutes, exercise, 20 minutes, reading, 20 minutes, and scribing, 5 minutes. For busy days, practice 1 minute each. Our quality of life is determined by our habits. Successful people simply have habits that create and sustain their success. Unfortunately, most people were never taught how to master habits, as evidenced by less than 5% sticking to New Year's resolutions. Any habit can be changed in 30 days by understanding 3 distinct phases. Days 1 to 10, the unbearable phase. The first 10 days feel almost unbearable. After initial excitement wears off, every fiber resists change. Most people fail because they believe this discomfort is permanent. The advantage comes from being prepared. Understanding these difficult first 10 days are just the temporary price for success. Days 11 to 20, the uncomfortable phase. After surviving the first 10 days, it becomes easier but still uncomfortable. You're developing confidence and positive associations with the benefits. However, discipline remains essential as temptation to fall back persists. Days 21 to 30, the unstoppable phase. The new habit becomes part of your identity, transcending from something you're trying into who you're becoming. The danger lies in becoming overconfident and taking days off before properly reinforcing the habit. This understanding is crucial for successfully implementing the Miracle Morning. Where you are reflects who you were, but where you end up depends on who you choose to be now. The Miracle Morning provides a simple framework for becoming the person capable of creating everything you want. Thousands have transformed their lives with this practice. Students shifting from 9 a.m. to 5 a.m. wake times, individuals achieving weight loss and new income streams within 2 months. These aren't exceptional people. They're ordinary individuals who made an extraordinary commitment. Begin your 30-day challenge tomorrow. Leave your bedroom to avoid returning to bed. Complete the initial exercises at tmmbook.com. Prepare the night before and find an accountability partner. The practice is 100% customizable. Adjust wake time, duration, and activities to your needs. As Robin Sharma states, an extraordinary life is all about daily, continuous improvements in the areas that matter most. By dedicating your first hour to the life savers, you align your inner world with your highest potential. Your past doesn't determine your future. Your daily habits do. Your extraordinary life awaits. All you have to do is wake up to it.